And now we start off today's show by talking to Mark Dunley. Hello, Mark. And we're talking today about the what is the status of the community choice aggregation in the Capital District, Mark? Can you explain that? And also, can you explain what CAA is?
Sure. We've had a couple of guests on in the past related to community choice aggregation. Community choice aggregation is when municipalities band together to collectively buy electricity for the residents of their community. It's quite prevalent out on the West Coast, particularly California, where a majority of the residents of the state of California get their electricity through CCA. But it's only been in New York State for about 3 years. There's probably maybe about a half a dozen CCAs that have been set up right now. And, you know, the idea is if, you know, say, well, in the Capital District, we've had 13 municipalities agree to form a CCA. I forget the exact number, but it's probably around 80,000, 90,000 households. So the idea is if you go out together and say, listen, we want a 2-year contract to provide electricity to, you know, 90,000 residential customers in our 13 municipalities, you know, what price we can get, can we get? Often because you're doing so many households, you can get a bit of a discount. You probably get a bigger discount when you buy 100% renewable energy compared to what, say, you or I as an individual household would have to pay if we try to just buy that individually. And then what happens is that in the 13 municipalities, if a particular residential customer doesn't want to be part of the CCA, they can opt out. Normally, you want the default sort of electricity package to be the green package, the renewable package.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Mark, because it means like you sort of join it. It's almost like a co-op, right?
It is similar to the concept of a co-op.
And then do we get a guaranteed of environmentally friendly workings on getting our energy from environmentally friendly functions?
Well, yes, you can get that. You can say, you know, we want to buy the electricity only from, you know, hydro and wind and solar. Often what the CCA does, it has a couple of different options. So one of the options we call the brown option is more just similar to what the local utility provides. But because you're providing, 80,000 households at once, you hope you can get a cheaper rate. But then also over time, you're hoping that the CCA, you know, begins to focus more on what type of energy system do we want to create, say, here in the Capital District. And so you can say, well, we want to add on community solar farms as part of the package, or we want to encourage the development of a wind farm, or we're going to offer various type of discounts to the local residents if they put solar on their own roof, or if they do, you know, energy retrofits. I mean, the idea is once you begin to control your energy, you can expand the type of services you're provided.
I noticed that it was quite successful. At least I had the feeling it was last year in the Capital District. Is it? And how is Troy? Is Troy part of this as well?
Well, we were successful in getting a lot of communities to agree. You mentioned Troy, Albany, Schenectady, the big ones. There's 13 of them, Bethlehem, Kinderhook, Glen Falls, Saratoga. The problem was it hasn't actually kicked off. And energy prices for the fossil fuel companies have been very volatile because the fossil fuel industry is going through this big upheaval. And so prices, you know, sort of good for the customers, have dropped down lower than the traditional pattern. And so people were a little bit concerned that if they went out for a bid, they couldn't guarantee that the prices would be lower. In many cases, they would be, but they couldn't guarantee that. I kind of disagreed that they sort of held off because of that. I would have moved ahead because I think the real advantage is to promote renewable energy. But in communities where there's a lot of low-income residents, particularly like Albany and Schenectady, I think they were a little bit more concerned about the price impact. And then also with COVID, you know, the towns and the cities were a little bit nervous about taking on a new project. It seemed like it was going to be a simple thing to do, following the lead of others. Suddenly with the upheaval in the energy market, they were like, you know, this is going to require more brain power. And right now we're devoting a lot of our brain power, you know, to trying to deal with the COVID situation. Other CCAs in the state, a little bit further along, they did not pause, but the Capital District did pause, and they also weren't particularly happy with the bid that was put out. So we're sort of in a transitional period at this moment. And Troy, you know, they're thinking of actually sort of taking a step out of the CCA because for various reasons, and they're not, I think, perhaps not entirely sold on the particular company that was selected to sort of run the program. And they're going potentially in a different direction. And they may look at, as some of the CCAs have done, they may look at initially going with community solar. So just giving the people the option to buy solar. And if you buy in solar through a community solar program, you're sort of guaranteed a 10% discount on your bill. So that, you know, reduces the risk that you're going to be paying more money. And then hopefully once they've done the community solar, you know, they may, you know, join back with the larger package.
So is this sort of compatible of the with what I need to know is when you go with the CCA, does it, the most important thing, is it reducing your cost for energy, or is the most important thing that you're using renewable energy, which, or is it a balance between the two?
Well, it's a balance between the two. And I was one of the people who, you know, started the concept of a CCA in the Capital District. And my focus, and I think most of the initial people's focus, was on climate change. And that this is a way that local communities could take control away of the electricity supply from, say, National Grid. National Grid would still be responsible for running the wires. They'd still be sending you the bill, but basically they would be doing the customer service part of the equation, whereas the CCA would be doing the decision-making on who to purchase electricity from. And it was a way, and it was actually very heavily promoted by Governor Cuomo and the Public Service Commission and state regulators, that this was a good way to promote renewable energy. The other thing that sort of occurred, which is once again sort of a mixed situation, is that the state has significantly increased the requirements that utilities like National Grid buy renewable energy, which is really good. The problem is that the state has been tortuously slow in developing renewable energy. 18 years after Governor Pataki first started us on the path of building more renewable energy, we've only managed to add an extra 5% coming from wind and solar. And wow, a big problem has been, is really often will take 10 years to be able to get permission to build, you know, a large scale, utility scale wind or solar. To the governor's credit, he has recognized that's a problem, and he passed changes in the law 2 years ago, or last year, that he hopes will reduce that permit time from 10 years down to 2 years. But the problem is we're still, you know, in another year or two before we begin to see more of these renewable energy comes online. And with the utility companies being required to now buy renewable energy as well, and the CCA is trying to bore renewable, when the supply doesn't increase, but the demand increases, then prices will go up. So, you know, part of the problem is the price of renewable energy has been going up, and then you've had this very up and down price on the fossil fuels. And that's another reason that the, you know, companies have given pause. But for instance, Boston last week became the largest city, you know, in the United States to do a CCA.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Mark. How do we compare in the Capital Region with other CCAs?
Well, I said the other CCAs have started to kick along, and they're doing different things.
In different parts of the country.
Well, we're way behind the rest of the country because it really started very heavily on the West Coast. So they're a dominant player on the West Coast. East Coast, I mean, the state only approved this, 3 years ago. The big one is in Westchester. That was the first one in the state. And they were able to provide electricity at lower costs than the local utilities. It's a little bit complex down there because they have two different utilities. So I think they were cheaper quite a bit than Con Ed and maybe a little bit more expensive than whatever the other company was. But overall, they're able to reduce prices. Rochester has kicked off. They just done that recently. There's some down in the...
we've only got a couple minutes left or a couple, I think about a minute or so left. So where do we go from here? How can we as a community support more CCAs?
Well, I mean, I think people need to talk to their local officials, particularly if you're in one of these 13 towns, and to say, we want to move ahead with the CCA. Yes, we want lower prices if possible, but we want to get more renewable energy. We want particularly to get cheaper renewable energy that we can get through privately. We want you to start looking at how do you build more community solar? Can you look at other, you know, Marbletown, which is down the Hudson Valley, is really just trying to work now with individual homeowners so they can upgrade, you know, energy retrofit their homes, put in air heat pumps and other measures and save money. We do have a website, but if you basically the Capital District Community Energy is sort of the local coalition of groups that's been put together to work on this. So you can check us out on Facebook and on web pages. And then in Troy, you know, talk to Anasha Cummins, a city council member. He seems to be the one that's working hardest to make this happen.
Great. Mark, thanks so very, very much. You're a world of information when it comes to the CCAs and a lot of other stuff too.